you look at the situation in the world right now, especially in the developing countries, there's a huge number of women who wish to be on modern contraceptive methods, but they cannot access them. Right now, the estimate this year is that 222 million women in developing countries need but cannot get access to modern contraceptive methods. And we firmly believe that if we are going to expand family planning access, and through that, if the aim is to cut down maternal death or pregnancy-related death, that the target should be giving these women access to these methods.
One would think getting contraceptive methods will be the last thing on the mind of women in conflict area, because most often I think they are concerned or more concerned about getting food for their children or running away from conflict.
If women and men as a couple could decide on the number of children they need or the number of children they can support, that in the long term would lead to the aversion of situations where there is hunger, where there is poverty. For example, the current evidence shows that if women could space their pregnancies by 2 years, evidence shows that it would cut child death under five by 10 to 15%. So that's why we try to give couples the knowledge and the access to the contraceptive methods that they can choose for themselves and control the family size according to what they know is sustainable. And that in the long term prevents these issues of having to worry about food, having to worry about livelihood and child's education, providing health care for children.
Dr. Pereira, I'm sure you are aware that in terms of family planning, in some parts of the world, this is particularly culturally sensitive. So, I mean, do you take that into account?
We are always considerate of the culture of the setting where we work, and we make it a point to work not just on providing women access or focusing only on women. We work with community leaders, we work with religious leaders, and we engage men in a big way. Almost always, we work with the ministries of health where we work, and through that collaboration with the government, also we get a lot of information about what is accepted, what is not, and then we adapt our programs accordingly.